tourism industry elements. Traveling episode number 6. Today is the 17th of November 2020, and I'm your host, Heather. Thanks for joining us. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. The hotel industry plays a very important role, as tourists need a place to stay at their destination and need many more services and facilities to suit their specific needs and tastes. Retail is also very important so that tourists can shop for their daily needs when they need it. Restaurants and other restaurants and drink stands are also very important, as tourists like to experiment with different types of food, drinks and drinks in the places they visit. Cities around the world are promoted as shopping destinations to attract people with a taste for shopping by offering a wide range of products and services, such as restaurants, shops, hotels, restaurants and hotels. Retailers act as intermediaries between travelers and suppliers and, to put it simply, travel agents are the retailers that offer travel products. A tour operator usually provides travelers with a package of holiday products that combine travel and travel components. For example, they can often offer a range of travel products such as accommodation, food, accommodation and travel services as a package or as a separate product. This sector is primarily a tourism industry, but it also offers tourists a range of services to get around after their arrival at their destination. This may mean that travel is offered as part of a package of travel products such as accommodation, food, accommodation and travel services as a separate product. Air travel is one of the main ways for tourists to reach their desired destination, and the aviation industry provides a range of services, including scheduled and charter flights. Companies in this subcategory can offer a range of travel products such as flights, accommodation, food and accommodation, and travel services. In a way, this means that the travel industry is somewhat broader than the tourism industry, as it covers a wider range of travel purposes and includes travel to non-tourist destinations. When many people think of the travel industry, they usually think of transport companies and companies that provide transport services. In contrast, it is simply related to travel products such as hotels, airlines, hotels and travel service providers. In reality, there is only one sector of the travel industry, and the most important is that which focuses on actually facilitating travel from one place to another. The travel industry therefore refers to the many aspects of the service industry that are aimed at those traveling from one part of the world to another. Given the above definition, it is understandable that many people have difficulty recognizing the overlap between the tourism and services industries, and indeed there is significant overlap between the two. Many of these companies and services that tourists offer are also aimed at travelers in general. The tourism industry is mainly concerned with people who travel for business or pleasure, travel and stay for at least one night on the road and then return. Once tourists arrive at their desired destination, they need entertainment, even if entertainment is not the primary purpose of their trip. However, in many cases, the companies and facilities that provide entertainment are the main attractions that attract people to the site in the first place. Business plays a diverse role in the tourism industry, as described below, while at the same time satisfying people's basic needs and providing a form of entertainment. Many people travel to a certain part of the world to experience a shopping destination, with examples such as shopping malls, hotels, restaurants, museums and other tourist attractions. Guides offer tours to places that usually consist of group visits to major attractions and tourist sites nearby. The role of a guide is often to provide objective information and context, which helps to make the tour more interesting and educational. Tourism products are attractions, facilities, infrastructure and organizations that meet the demand for tourism. Some forms of tourism are here nature-related tourism such as hiking, camping, fishing, hunting and fishing. The destinations offer inclusive, intangible services to satisfy the needs of tourists. The core of the product is the satisfaction that is expected from actual consumption and the search for something new. Satisfaction is expected in the form of food, drink, entertainment, and other goods and services that are satisfied in search of novelties. The function of a travel agency depends on its involvement in the production, marketing, and distribution of tourist products and services, as well as the marketing of travel services. The components related to the components of tourism are the knowledge, expertise, contacts and service providers accumulated by travel agencies and tour operators. The travel industry is ultimately focused on providing its customers with the various services they need when traveling from one part of the world to another. This is similar to the tourism industry, but has a somewhat broader definition, including services related to travel for purposes other than tourism. The travel agency informs people about different destinations and compiles travel plans for them, which they then evaluate. This is all for today, friends. My name is Heather and this was episode 6 of Traveling. See ya next time.